Hi, everyone. Russ Thomas here from RST Coaching Academy. Welcome to a new episode of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it. Hey, everybody out there in internet land. This here is Russ with RST Coaching Academy, sponsor of Money Talks, where we talk about making money, how to make more of it, what it's all about, how you can do more, how you can do better. It's a lovely day in Daytona Beach. I don't know where you are, but some places are probably a little chilly and snowy, but here we are. So today I have the pleasure of interviewing a new friend, Sheila Slick. She's a local girl, actually, from this Volusia County area in the Daytona Beach general area. She's the owner of Five Millstones, LLC. She's a licensed coach, leadership coach, and consultant, and she's been around the block. So she's got some stories to tell about her background, how she got to where she is today. And I'm probably going to have to cut her short when it comes time to the part of where she can offer some advice, because I bet she's got a lot of things to say advice wise. So anyway, let me get her going here and we'll kick this off. Sheila, glad to have you with me today on Money Talks. And we want to hear about you, your story, where you're from, how you got into what you're doing, what this Five Millstones is all about, your coaching business, consulting, and ultimately, what have you got to say to people that'll help them along the road that you have traveled? All right, so take it away. I'll probably interrupt you a time or two to ask questions or clarify something, but the stage is pretty much yours.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation, for the opportunity to be on your show. And we met online and here we are both locals. So yeah. I'm excited. My background, I was raised in Miami, Florida, and was part of a family business. I grew up my parents were entrepreneurs. I'm a fourth generation entrepreneur. So basically it's what I know. Yeah. So once I graduated from college and I met my husband, who is also an entrepreneur and has an entrepreneurial background, together, we knew we wanted to be entrepreneurs, but we needed two things, experience and money, in order to start our first business. So we got sales jobs. After about a year of looking for opportunities, my grandfather died, and he was in Nicaragua, the country, my birthplace, where I was born. And so I went over to his funeral for that week, not knowing if I'd have a job. I wasn't like loving the job. My husband, well, my boyfriend then, was like, if you see any business opportunities, you know, like, just let us know, because
this was in Nicaragua. Or
correct.
Yeah. Wow.
In Nicaragua. So while I was there, it was post-communist. It had been a communist country in the 80s. So there was a lot of opportunities. So, you know, when I went back, we were living in Dallas. I said, you know, we can't go wrong, because whatever we do will be, you know, new and almost like a monopoly. So he went ahead and we did a business plan to start our own cultured marble manufacturing company, which was a suggestion that my family had made because they were selling that company in Miami. And 3 months later, now he didn't even know how to say hello in Spanish. 3 months later, we're living overseas in a new culture with new norms, right? New laws. So it was something that I don't know I'd do again at my age today. What I can tell you was everything that was in paper just didn't go the way that we expected. And it took about 3 years to start making money rather than like 3 months, which is what we had on paper. We ate rice and beans, but we, together made it happen, and that company still exists today. He runs it down there. He has about 50 employees, and here in Ormond Beach, it's called Cabinetry Services, and he kind of, married the two companies together. So while I'm living down there, my maternal grandmother decides to, come down to Nicaragua, and she had been a jeweler. She had 30 years in the jewelry industry, and so she needed help starting up her retail jewelry company. And so my mother and I, and my grandmother formed that retail store, and we all had, the same vision, and it was to grow it. So we grew it to four retail stores. It was beautiful. It was all about fashion shows and beauty and designing jewelry, very feminine, not like, the construction world and the manufacturing world where I was making six beforehand. And about a decade later, we're here because this has been our second home. We're here on vacation when the iPod Touch and Apple introduced the mobile app. And I was like, what? What is that? If I were to go back in time, I would have learned technology because this is the future. And I had always wanted a master's, an MBA to kind of help me answer all of the questions that I had running these other companies in the past. And I thought, technology's where it's at. So at this point, I have three kids and a husband kind of like looking at me like, you want to go back to school? Like, you've got your company, you're a mom. I thought I was having a
You don't
midlife
look like a
crisis.
geek.
No.
Right.
And I did have to overcome that.
Right.
So I'm a jeweler with grandma and mom, right? I'm running two of the four stores. And I decide that with this internet and I want to export, I want to learn how to code. And, I learned through the same computer. And about 10 apps later, they're all in the App Store. I get an invitation from a local university down there saying that the US Embassy has invited them to participate in a NASA Space Apps Challenge and that they want me to, participate because I'm who they know that can make these apps for Apple. And I thought, like, NASA, the only NASA I know sends things to space. I'm not a scientist and I'm not a genius. Like, you have me all wrong. So I went back home and my kid said, but mommy always said, if you don't try, you can't fail if you don't try, you're not even trying. And I thought, oh my gosh. So I needed to find purpose. And I said, you know what, if I can teach kids, if I can teach, these university students how you make an app, then it'll give me, the purpose to want to spend about 80 hours, developing a mobile application for NASA. And, so I went back in, I said, I'm going to do it. We're not going to win, right? We're competing against 83 cities, over 7,000 people worldwide, but we will participate. And the shock came when NASA picked our project out of all those projects and gave us a global honorable mention for most inspiring.
No.
Because then I thought, oh my God, like I felt so out of my comfort zone. I didn't feel qualified. And they kind of validated that when you step out of your comfort zone, right, like good things can happen. And now that created some publicity. And so now I had companies coming to me saying, you can make apps. We need an app for this. I had the State Department say, Sheila, we have these 200 kids that are learning English. They're the pool of the Fulbright, candidates that then move on. And we'd love to teach them technology. So at that point in my life, I turned over to grandma and a mom. I said, Mom, grandma, I'm starting an information technology outsourcing company because I didn't even have to sell. Like, I'm having to
They're
create
coming to
an
you.
LLC. So that was how I shifted. And this was like around 2013, about, I guess, a decade ago. And that's how I got involved in software. So when you said you don't look like a geek, oh boy, at this point, the people that were programming, were coming out of college. I'd go around like the old lady. I was only 36 back then. Like the old lady, like, well, where's your programmer? I'm like, no, that's me. So my company developed over 31 mobile applications, and there's still about six iBooks that are up in the store. And then something occurred, within the country that led us to come back here. and kind of just reevaluate and see a different perspective as to what our next steps were. We already had a child in college, we had family here. We knew we needed to return, and this was the catalyst that just made us want to return. So I go online, and boom, I see a master's program at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical Worldwide. And I thought, you know, this could be a great way for me to, you know, kind of get me back here. And I applied to work at the university. And that program was all about change management. And so it hit home. COVID came around, and I was like, oh, this is a piece of cake, right? Did it, done it. Like, how can we embrace change? And then I realized that I was still with a void. And this time it wasn't a knowledge void, it was wanting to get involved in the community, set some roots here locally. Because I realized that, you know, when you help others, you're not only helping them, but you're helping yourself. You both grow. And that's how I joined SCORE and then became chapter chair for 2 years. Just
Hey,
completed that in December.
tell us what SCORE is. It's an acronym.
Yes. So SCORE is a national nonprofit organization, a partner of the SBA. And it's a network of over 11,000 volunteers that mentor people who want to start a business or grow their business. It is free. If you are looking for information, they have so much valuable information on their website. They have free workshops, and you can visit them at score.org. When you put your zip code in, it will reroute your request to your local chapter.
Cool. All right. That's good to know for people, for the audience. Right?
Yes, a lot of people don't know SCORE exists, and the ones that do find it very valuable. So, what's really important is all of the mentors are volunteers, and they have different, you know, expertise in different areas. And a lot of them are working individuals, some are business owners, and some are retired. So, it's a great combination of skills and expertise.
Well, so when you felt like I need to do something in and for the community, this popped up on your radar. SCORE popped up, and then you applied to become part of that, correct?
Yes, and the reason it popped up is because I had used SCORE. When I wanted to start, you know, the company here, I used a lot of the resources in SCORE. I never signed up for a mentor. I did a lot of their workshops, and so I was on their list, and they're always looking for mentors, right? So you don't have to wait for the right time or the right place. If it's something that you'd like to do, just visit the website and look for the volunteer application. And I was looking for a combination of things. I wanted to share back my knowledge, like what I had learned after living overseas. I can tell you, starting a company in the United States is so much easier than in other countries. And then I also wanted to meet like-minded people. I wanted to meet other business owners. And I created a lot of friendships, a lot of, relationships that you know it they've served their purpose.
Awesome. Just it's, we walk through a door not knowing what may be on the other side, and suddenly there's a whole vista of opportunity that come to our forefront that we had no idea about before. If we wouldn't have taken the chance and walked through that door, what would have happened? Nothing. We would have maintained the status quo, which usually isn't all that hot, but taking the chance and stepping out, as you have done multiple times, has brought you to where you're at. And the experience is priceless, isn't it? And you're in a position to be able to share that with other individuals, whether they're part of the SCORE, mentoring program, or just people that that come to you and ask for help. I mean, that's really cool. What else you got going?
Well, no, that made my heart beat. Just this morning, I was writing out some topics, right? Because what I really have on my bucket list, or at least for 2024, is to be able to write a book, just to be able to share those stories. And so this morning, of all mornings, I have a list of like 10 titles. And one of them was the three C's, right? The windows of opportunity, choice, chance, change. And I think, what they all have in common is just the perspective, how you approach, the change. Sometimes it's by chance in the, example of my grandfather, right? Like we would have, if you would have asked me 6 months before, you're gonna have a cultured marble sink manufacturing business in Nicaragua. I was living in Dallas, Texas. I would have been like, what are you talking about? So that would have never happened had that other event not happened. And then it was, by chance, it was not something that I had planned. Choice is when you plan it, you're conscious, and you say, I gotta make that change, or I gotta start that company. You choices have consequences. So that's the other way that you can go about change. And the third one is it's unplanned, right? Sometimes, which is what happened when I moved overseas, no matter how well you plan your life, sometimes things are out of your control. And so the best thing to do in those situations, right, is to look for that opportunity. So all you have to do is switch your mindset because, an entrepreneur, what do? You're always putting out fires, right? You're always looking to be the solution to that problem. So if you can have that as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, or as a person, and just understand that your job is to always find an opportunity or a solution, even in a bad situation, then the world opens up, or the windows of opportunity, open up.
Well, yeah. As you know, my relationship with Grant Cardone, and he'll say that problems are really opportunities. And that does go back to attitude that well, it's not a problem confronts us and it's not, but to look at it with a more positive attitude and view it as an opportunity to be able to accomplish something different to solve a problem. That's probably going to advance our cause, advance us down the road, changes the whole our whole perspective, and gives us the internal wherewithal to make something positive out of that seeming problem. We face problems all the time, like you say, as entrepreneurs, putting out fires. Well, oh, they're not problems, they're opportunities. There's light at the end of every tunnel. If we just keep walking down that tunnel enough, long enough, and don't turn around and run back the other way, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you said there was three, I thought you said there was three C's in what's going to be your book, chance, choice, and what was the third C?
Change.
Change. Aha. And how many people like to change? It's
So we all fear change because it's fear of the unknown.
yeah, that's right.
So what you can do is just deal with it. Right? Like, how am I going to approach this?
Right. And that goes back to attitude then too, doesn't it? Is I can get through this.
It does. And the only other thing that I would add is if you can find one person, and it just takes one person, to offer you advice or support, one person can make all the difference in the world, right? We don't need to be viral. We don't need to have this huge network. You need to just have one person. That you can trust, that believes in you, and they'll make all the difference in the world.
Right. And sometimes that one person might say one thing that turns everything around. Or maybe just somebody rubbing shoulders, almost passing in the street and chit-chatting, and something is said that's like, oh, click. Yeah, the light goes on. So we have to be ready to seize these opportunities, don't we?
Yes, and a lot of times, you know, and as a business coach, a lot of times you have these conversations. And whether I was a mentor at SOAR or, you know, as a consultant trying to talk to the client to find out their needs, sometimes by just listening, right, and having that person to talk to, they're able to almost like figure it out. It's almost like by reiterating, you know, what's going on, just by getting it out there. So having that other person, even if they were to just keep their mouth shut, right? It's almost like it's making your entire brain, you know, go around and around. You may even find your own solution. So you don't necessarily need to, you know, depend on their opinion, but just having that pillar of support will sometimes give you that strength that you need to overcome that fear.
Case in point, I know a fellow that went to a psychiatrist many years ago for some emotional challenges, and he basically solved his own issues through the course of him just talking and hearing himself talk, and reached his own conclusion and the solution to what was the underlying cause of these emotional disturbances. And the psychiatrist, you know, I don't know, maybe $100, $200, $500 an hour, he'd probably just sat there and listened and nodded, you know, and made some notes. But sometimes people just need a listening ear, and we can solve our own thing if we talk and are listening are listening to ourselves. But it's still always good to listen to wisdom and experience from another person. That's really cool. Yeah. What are you going to do after this? Now, you're teaching school. Did you say at Stetson or Embry?
No, neither. I earned
Oh.
my master's degree from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University
Okay.
worldwide. I served as an entrepreneur in residence at Daytona State College. So that was helping launch the Innovation Quest program, which helped any student that was in the program that had an idea for a business do exactly that, right? Just get them to go through the different elements of the Canva business plan so that they could take it from idea to action.
All right.
So that's where I was teaching. And right now, the city of Ormond Beach has a cohort, an in-person cohort, and I'm one of three certified facilitators, and that will end in March.
I see. Right. So you're involved in the educational industry as well now.
Well, continuous learning is one of my core values, and I was a math teacher many moons ago, right? And I'm very passionate about teaching others, and it empowers them, right? So with technology, you'd say, well, how can you make a difference teaching someone a hashtag? You know, you just don't know how much you help a small business owner, and perhaps in the baby boomer generation, someone that's retired that doesn't understand, you know, technology, and then see them 3 years later flourish, and you're going, hey, what are you using for your videos? You're gonna have to teach me, right?
Oh, wow.
That makes a difference in their lives, and then it just becomes so rewarding. So I believe that anytime you can teach someone that slightest skill, right, it can really make a difference in their lives. And I've mentioned that before, and I say it in front of, you know, young people, and maybe they're laughing like, oh, hashtag, hashtag. But, you know, why laugh? It's just something that they're taking for granted
Right.
that you don't even know or you don't fathom could make that impact in that other person's life
Right.
or business, right? You're giving them that extra push, that income, for them to get that income.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm so passionate. I really do believe, and there's a famous quote up there, and I think it's by Gandhi, right? Like, learn like you're gonna live forever. And if you don't, then you don't adapt to the new trends, and what happens? We become obsolete.
Right.
So I'm all about learning, and I think we all have a little grain of sand, right, to give back and teach
Yeah.
others something. We all have an experience to
Interesting.
share.
Well, you're about learning, but you're also about giving. So you're not on a quest to learn just for learning's sake, but you're actually wanting to turn that into something to benefit other people, not just a career for you. Like most people, they go to school to get some information to help get a job, but you're about giving that information that you've learned and being an impact on other individuals, have an effect on somebody's life. That's really cool. You're a giver, a real giver.
Yes,
That's
and
awesome.
that has its drawbacks sometimes. So believe it or not, I've got my own coach.
We all need that, don't
Well,
we?
yeah, I
Yeah.
actually have about like two or three, right?
All
So
right.
I also need to bounce, back.
Exactly.
And so one of them, I think we've been working. She's my client, and so I love strategic partnerships. And so she's been coaching me through her 12-week program while I am actually automating some of her processes as well. So it was a win-win situation. And she had me take, which I took some of these exams during the leadership course, but she had me take, this personality exam. It took about 40 minutes. And I was fascinated, but the giving. And so she came back and she said, Sheila, we're going to focus a little bit more, on the business rather than the passion. So let's just complete the next steps, right? So it made me really aware of the giving.
The given, it's important. And Grant says, give, give, give. We join this or that and talk to people and help people because we're supposed to give. And the funny thing is as we do that, things come back. What goes around comes around. I guess the world calls it karma. I call it sowing and reaping from biblical standpoint. And so our place is to be available to take what we've received, give it out, give it away, help other people. And amazing what comes back to us. You commented about like at Daytona State about their entrepreneur program. Is that is a program that they have at school for would-be
So,
business people?
it is a program and it's in different stages. Right now, they're actually going to launch the next step in the program. And I believe that's in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Neat.
So, it is for the students and perhaps the alumni, and it's to have these resources at hand.
Really cool. When I graduated from college in 1970 and in business management, I have a degree in business management. And I am quite certain that back then there was nothing about entrepreneurship at the university level. I don't think I'd ever heard of the word back then in 1970. So it's evidently something that has gotten more to the forefront as people are thinking, well, why should I work for somebody else when I can work for myself? And I've told people for years that I think there's two American dreams. One, of course, is owning your own home, but I think the second one, maybe even the first one, is owning your own business. But most people don't go to college for that. They go to school to get a good education, to hopefully get a good job, which seems to be not working very well these days. But that aspect of teaching people how to start a business, I think, is really cool. Very important that I
Yes.
think business makes the love makes the world go around. Business definitely makes the world go around. Ultimately, sales makes business go around. And that's part of what I'm into is the sales part of coaching thing too. So you've said a lot of cool things, interesting things, necessary things for people to hear. Bringing this down to a close, can you just shoot off some quick advice to somebody that's tuned in and maybe doesn't know what to do next, how to get started, how to overcome? I remember when you guys started out and wanting to start a business, what did you do? You got sales jobs. What to make that was to get some cash flow. So how can a person That's one of the big things of owning a business, starting a business is cash flow to get the thing going. What advice would you have for
So
these kind of
I'll try
individuals?
and close it off with three pieces of information,
Okay.
right? The first one, I'm putting my entrepreneurship and my leadership hat on at the same time, right? It all starts where you are at now, and you need to sit down and do a self-evaluation, like an inventory, right? What are my skills? Where do I need help, right? Whether it be experience, money or support, right? So that you can be aware of where you're at. And then what do I want to do? Where's my passion at? Because that's really going to give you the strength to keep moving forward when things aren't going the way that you planned and expected. So be aware, do a self inventory. If any of your readers would want to reach out, I could definitely share a few worksheets, right? On what you want to do that self inventory. Number two is have a plan. So you don't need to spend all hundreds of hours trying to write out a business plan or a vision, right? Your own personal plan. What do I want to do so that you can at least have a vision and mark out the milestones, right? It'd be best if you marked them in five milestones to see how am I going to get from where I'm at today, to where I want to be. And the third one would be to embrace change. Whether you're planning, to make a change because there's something off, you're missing something, or whether it's an unexpected change, embrace it. And the best way to embrace it is sit down, put the problem, in the center of a piece of paper, and then branch it out and just start thinking, like, what are solutions to my problem? Where are the opportunities, to that current situation so that you at least have the right start? And remember, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, right?
Famous first words, right? It's never get started and don't quit. Just keep on going. So we have do the self inventory. What are your skills? What is your passion? Number two, come up with a plan. What is your vision? What do you want to do? And number three, embrace change. I guess in that whole thing, it's don't really expect things to go as you especially plan that they're going to go because there's always a pitfall along the way. But it's those things that if we keep digging in and keep going forward, we'll end up stronger and we're going to gain more knowledge and experience in the process, right? So
Absolutely.
not to shirk away from those things. Okay, so how can people get a hold of you, Sheila? Phone number, website address.
They can visit my website if it's for leadership, Sheila, Sheila, Slick, S like Sam, LICK.com. If it's for business, it would be Five Milestones. FiveMileStones, because it's plural, dot com.
Dot com. All right, so it was SheilaSlick.com, right?
Correct.
And that was for the leadership or five milestones.com for general business. Okay. And when you say you differentiated the two. Leadership would be, the counseling and advising and stuff. What would be the five milestones? What is comprised in that particular URL in that domain?
So that one, what I offer is the solutions, right? So a lot of business owners and, you need sales. We know it's the lifeblood of business. You need a complete business management system and you need to leverage technology and automation so that it's working for you.
Got it.
And I became a KEEP certified partner. So I now use that system and I implement it for the businesses, that I consult.
And then, so that's where the five milestones comes in, is that whole
Correct.
system.
The
Got it.
Sheila Slick is where That's where you could follow me because, and I don't know, maybe you can inspire me, right? Of everything I said, where should I put my focus on? Like I said, what I want to do in 2024 is either build a community or write a book. I'm looking to share that passion, you know, of sharing that knowledge of giving would be to help people with that change management, which is what, to me, leadership is all about.
Right.
A way to share some experiences to perhaps, you know, help one person out. So that's my passion, where I want to put the passion in the Sheila Slick. So I like the three C's, right? My windows, and I'm looking for that focus. So I'd love feedback from
Right.
you, from your audience. I'm always open to see
Cool.
where that leads me. And then I'll come back on your show and then talk about how it all began.
The follow-up. The continuing saga of Sheila Slick. Cool. I like the book
Journey,
idea.
journey, yeah.
I like the book idea because you put something down like that in writing and it's going to be available forever. YouTube might be gone in 5 years. Instagram might be gone in 2 years, but a book is going to be around forever. And the funny thing too about a book is what you may put in that book today, a few years down the road, you may say, "Oh, for crying out loud, did I really say that?" Because your knowledge has expanded and you've learned new things, you've experienced new things, and maybe some things in that don't really hold true as much as you thought. Well, then you have a second edition.
So, as my sales business coach, which idea should I take off with? You've met me. Where do you think I should put my book efforts? In my mind, it was like, what do I want to leave behind for the kids, right? Like, what lessons do I want to leave in print so that they remember what I want to, you know, leave them with? Taking my note.
Well, that would be, your story. Starting out with your story, I think, of what you just told us, where you came from. How in the heck did you start out in Guatemala? Yeah, Nicaragua is that's where you were born, right? Ended up in America, in Dallas, and through a course of events, you go back down to Nicaragua, and doors open that you probably had no idea you were going to see opportunities, but you were ready to take that bull by the horns, if you will, and jump through the hoops, through the open doors, and accomplish great things. There's a saying, and you probably heard it too. Hopefully it'll be new to the audience, that success occurs when opportunity and preparedness meet. And
I
another
like
thing is that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. When our minds are open and ready and hungry for knowledge and information and guidance, somebody's going to come along and offer that to us. But I think, for as you mentioned, you want to leave a legacy to your kids. What better way to do that than in the written form of who's Sheila? Where'd she come from? And it's like an autobiography, but then you're weaving into that whole story principles of success and growth and how to embrace change and chance, choice, change, those three principles, the three C's that you're interested in. So you can combine the two in one book, but it starts with your backstory, I think, where you came from. I want to write a book one day. I see myself giving to my church in a very big way. And so I consider myself a cash cow for the kingdom. And for me, it's to make a lot of money, the purpose being not just to live high on the hog for the Thomas family, but to invest it in what we believe in, religiously, spiritually. But part of that whole story would be where I came from. My first business was in 1973 at a gas station, and I had to overcome my mental hang up of here I am with a college degree in business and I should own a gas station. I had to overcome that. So it was that kind of stuff, that backstories that people can find. Well, that's stuff movies are made out of, is our stories, you know?
We made sinks, right? And people would say, like, oh yeah, you make toilets. I'd be like, no, we make cultured marble sinks. Today it makes a lot more because cultured marble has also evolved, right? Like there's other materials. But that's where we would be doing a lot of the measuring and installation and then the fabrication. So I get you when you talk about I have a college degree and I'm a gas station. I was in people's like bathrooms and kitchens.
Just opportunity is everywhere if we just have our eyes and our minds open to see it. And that goes back to the, success occurs when opportunity and preparedness meet. So start your book, keep me posted. What are you going to call it?
I don't know, but you've done great. I took some notes, so if you want to help me title it, get my brain rolling after the interview, I'm going to be like busy bee writing the book.
Is Slick is your married name? Or is that your
Slick,
main name? Yeah.
that's my married name. Yes,
Okay.
I've been happily married since 1996. So Arguello is my maiden name.
Okay. I was just to play on the name Slick. Sheila is slick in business or something, just something crazy like that. Kind of a hook, to maybe turn heads, get people's attentions. That's kind of the shock value, I guess I go for, or something like that.
We're gonna have to follow up and hold each other accountable because I want you to also write your book.
Yeah, I gotta do that. That's cool. So, okay, so you gave us your website, sheilaslick.com for leadership, five milestones for your overall system of that you have available for people. Do you want to give us a phone number if somebody wants to just reach you by telephone?
I am on Google, so if you just put Five Milestones LLC, you'll get all of my information. You'll have the phone number and the website. You're gonna laugh, but I don't, because everything is auto-saved, I don't know. The only thing I know is my own personal number. I don't even know my, don't laugh, I don't know my children's phone number nor my husband's number because they're all saved.
They're all saved.
I know.
You mentioned Google, and you're saying, okay, just put it in there in Google. I have no idea what you're talking about. It must be
Start on
just
a
understood.
computer, click Safari or click Windows Explorer and just put Five Milestones LLC. That's the
It'll
easiest
come
way
up
for me to pop up.
living color.
But
Awesome.
yeah, no, that's one of the challenges living this day and age, right? Like we depend so much on technology that I don't even know my own business number
We
by heart.
don't have to think. Yeah. Oh well. Do you have a podcast for yourself?
I don't. I do want to just incorporate some stories into the videos that or the channel, right, that I have so that it's not just my how-to videos. I am working more on that this year. So if you'd like to be my first interview, I'd love to share audiences. That's called strategic partnerships, right?
Heck yeah,
Because someone.
I'll tell your audience whatever they want to hear. I'm just kidding. I
How
love
to
to do
sell
that.
more. That's what they all
Yeah,
want. Everyone wants
I'd
to
love
sell
to do
more so they
that,
can get more profit.
Yeah, because part of this whole thing is getting our name out there. And that's where the marketing comes in too. Before we can sell anything, people got to know who we are and what we're doing. And that's the marketing part of a business, whether you're doing marble or selling a book or whatever the case may be. Marketing is senior to sales, leads to sales. And so this whole thing of my podcast and my video blog and all that, it's just part of Russ's marketing. And I want to give to people like yourself, give you an opportunity to tell your story and get your name out there too. So it works all around, basically.
You know, and that's something that I just want to reiterate because a lot of people would say, oh my gosh, you're a business coach. I'm a business coach, right? Like, why would I want to be on his program, so to speak? And where people fail, to make these strategic partnerships, right? Is now you share your video, I'm going to share it in my network, right?
Yeah.
And I thought that would be great, right? Because we're also local. And a lot of times, I mean, I can help you in automating the sales process, but the sales tips would have to come from someone, with more experience in sales. So whenever you don't have all of the skills, right, obviously, to be able to deliver to your client by having a strategic network, it's a win-win for both because you know who you can refer your client to and be confident that they'll be able, to deliver so that they're not empty-handed.
Right. You know,
So
and
I think
that's
it's for
perfect. That's a tip for you people listening and watching out there in internet land, is don't be afraid to hook up with other people that maybe you see them as competitors, but who the heck knows where it's going to lead to? The people that you meet aren't going to be able to serve everybody. Maybe you can help them out. People that you meet, you're not going to be able to serve everybody. Maybe that other individual can help people out. It just works both ways. We're all in this together in one form or another, you know? So that's really cool. Hey, Sheila, appreciate your time. It's been fun getting to know you and what you're about. And we will be connecting up down the road, won't we?
yes, I'm
Okay.
gonna create my little landing page, which I don't have, and then book our first. And you may have to give me some tips, right? Even while we're on the show, hey,
Just
getting out of that comfort zone because I'm gonna have to do it if I'm gonna write a book anyway.
yeah,
So.
that's right. You know, you just ask a question and just shut up and listen. And that's basically what I do, I guess. Basically, it's kind of simple.
Will, but there's a whole system that powers it, right? It's not just showing up. You have to schedule them, you have to
Oh,
capture
true.
them, then
Yeah.
you have to, produce
The
it.
video
So.
Zoom is excellent for this. So anyway, I will let you go. And folks, hope you had a good time. Hope you had as much fun watching and listening as I did, helping to present this. Thank you, Sheila, for coming by and spending some time with us. We'll get this out as soon as we can. I've got a backlog right now of people, so we'll be working on that. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. If there's anything that Sheila can do, you got her information, SheilaSlick.com, 5milestones.com, or you can always just go on Google and put in her company name, 5 Milestones. I don't know how that works, but it'll come up, and you'll have all of her pedigree, all of her information, and it'll be cool. If anything I can do for you, 386-286-2450, rstcoachingacademy.com. And we're here to serve, we're here to give. And it's through giving that we end up receiving and going farther down the road ourselves. So thanks for your time. Thanks for tuning in. Good show. Good time. Over and out. Hi, thanks for being here today for another episode of Money Talks. I hope it was informative and encouraging to you. If it struck a chord in your heart, or if you have any questions or comments, please let us know. Visit us at rstcoachingacademy.com, call 386-286-2450, or send an email to email@rstcoachingacademy. Thanks again, and until next time, be great.